girl's head was taken up the road. Hawkins' girl's head was taken up the road. 25 to 50 yards up the road. Hawkins' girl's head was taken up the road. Hawkins' girl's head was taken up the road. Hawkins' girl's head was taken up the road. Buried on a rocky hillside.
Whatever it was, I jumped on unconscious with the crowbar.
Down the alley,
50th, I believe. We went south on the freeway to turn off of the floating bridge. That is the old floating bridge, 90. Went across the bridge, across my farm, east, passed us across up the hill, down the road, and up to the grassy area. Parked, took out of the car, and then took the handcuffs off of it. This is probably the hardest part. I don't know. At this point, she was quite lucid, talking about things. It's funny, it's funny, but it's odd the kinds of things people say under those circumstances.
Hawkins' girl's head was taken up the road. Hawkins' girl's head was taken up the road. Hawkins' girl's head was taken up the road. 25 to 50 yards up the road. Hawkins' girl's head was
Spanish test the next day, and she thought when I had taken her to help tutor me for the Spanish test. Odd thing to say. Anyway, the long and short of it was that I again knocked her unconscious and strangled her and drove her into 10 yards into the small grove of trees that was there. And then I picked the car up. By this time, it was almost dawn. Sun was coming up. And I went through this routine where I was just absolutely just shocked and scared to death, shocked, horrified. Went down the road, throwing everything that I had out the window. Throwing the briefcase, the clutches, the rope, the clothes. Just tossing them out the window.